A leader in the fight for a woman's right to run has died. Nina Kusick was 86 and the first official women's champion of the Boston Marathon.
She is wonderful. Just with a capital T, trailblazer.
That is Valerie Rogoshevsky, who ran alongside Kusick and six other women in the 1972 Boston Marathon, the first year they were permitted to compete in that storied race.
We were only welcomed into the race 3 weeks before the race, so there weren't too many of us that were ready to go.
Now in her 70s, Rogoshevsky says she remembers that day well.
I think we all sort of knew that it was a very kind of a historical moment. But I know that none of the eight of us was going to drop out. And I also felt like none of the eight of us was even going to walk because we felt that there were eyes on us. I just felt proud that we actually had a female winner. I think that was my overriding feeling, that finally women were being recognized.
Back in the 1970s, many people thought it wasn't safe for women to run that far.
Even doctors were saying that women could not or should not run 26 miles because they might not be able to bear children after that. Their uteruses might, I don't know, fall out, something like that. And so it just felt like a real uphill battle.
Nina Kusick battled for that, right? Rogoshevsky says Kusick's work meant more to her than anyone could know.
She was just a really fine person. I remember I saw her just 3 years ago when we went to Boston to celebrate 50 years. And she was struggling with dementia then, but through it all, she was just so friendly, so open, so warm. She was quite a woman.
Quite a woman, indeed. As Kusick told a reporter after her Boston victory in 1972, according to Runner's World magazine, running is neither masculine or feminine. It's just healthy.